This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. You know, every doctor or scientist who pushes mercury in vaccines, especially to be injected into children or expectant mothers, just discredits themselves. They just label themselves complete clowns and fools. You know, it's funny, too, because hundreds of years ago, there was a theory of spontaneous generation, which was widely believed by everybody, including doctors and scientists. And they thought that flies spontaneously generated out of old food and mud and things like that. They thought that insects just spontaneously appeared because they didn't understand very much, of course, about microbiology or little tiny fly eggs and things like that. They certainly didn't. They weren't able to see bacteria, and for sure not viruses, right? They didn't have microscopes at the time. So they had these wacky, loony theories that were widely accepted as the science of the day, but we now know they're completely false and laughably so. I mean, how could mud just spontaneously transmute into insects, right? It makes no sense, but that's what they believed. Well, today, doctors and scientists believe that mercury is extremely toxic when it's outside the body, like in the environment, you know, mercury in coal, mercury in the water, mercury in the ocean, mercury in tuna fish. Oh, that's all toxic. But then they have this weird lunatic theory that says that mercury spontaneously transmutes itself. It's a self-nullifying element the minute you inject it into a child. This is just as lunatic as those who used to think the earth was flat or used to think that mercury was medicine, which was, by the way, a widely held belief by the medical profession for centuries, and who also believed in the theory of spontaneous generation. You know, mud transforms into flies, they thought. It's just as ludicrous. And what's especially interesting today is, really, if you look at the psychology of doctors and scientists, and I know many doctors, and I know many scientists, and I'm a scientist myself, and we all tend to come from the higher IQ portion of the population. You know, we tend to be the academic achievers. You know, we're the ones who ace the college entrance exams and the testing and so on. And I include myself in that too, because I happen to be academically, you know, well off. But I put that to use for humanity instead of corporations, but that's another story. Anyway, I know a lot of doctors and scientists, and they all tend to be really smart individuals, but the problem that comes with that, especially those who go through the indoctrination training of the medical system, is they become so confident in their own IQ, their own knowledge and intelligence, that they always think they're right, even when they're not. And there's a really interesting saying about this that's relevant. I forgot who said it. It goes something like this. It's not the things you don't know that get you into trouble. It's the things you think you know that just ain't so that get you into trouble. It's something like that. That's the way the phrase goes. And this is most definitely the case with doctors, because they're intelligent, they're well-informed about very technical subjects such as human anatomy or physiology or pharmacology and so on, or surgical procedures, whatever they're experts in. But they believe so many things that aren't so, and yet they have so much faith in their own intelligence that they can't possibly imagine that they could ever be wrong. So the typical doctor is completely nutritionally illiterate, completely ignorant of the truth about mercury toxicity in human babies or expectant mothers. They don't know anything about what's really in a vaccine. They don't even know the ingredients that are in a vaccine, much less the ingredients that are in a hot dog. They don't even know that either. And doctors tend to have pretty crappy diets because they can be really smart in medicine and really ignorant in nutrition. And so they believe that they are always right about everything. The typical doctor is arrogant. That's a very true generic statement. They're arrogant because they're confident in their own decision-making, which is what makes them so dangerous when they're wrong. And so the typical doctor is completely wrong about mercury in vaccines. Now, most doctors tend to be environmentally aware, even environmentally progressive, you might say. Most doctors are progressives. Not all, but most. And they're very concerned about mercury in the environment. They understand that coal-fired power plants emit mercury into the atmosphere. They understand that gold mining operations, for example, can leave a toxic legacy of mercury in their wake. They understand that mercury is very deadly in fish. You know, you shouldn't eat, especially pregnant women shouldn't eat tuna fish if it's contaminated with mercury. They understand the toxicity of mercury everywhere except when it's injected into a child, and this is why they discredit themselves. Now, I know that a lot of people, well, some might say, well, wait a minute, it's a different form of mercury. It's methylmercury in the fish, and it's ethylmercury in the vaccines, and it's not toxic as ethylmercury. Bullshit. It's toxic in every form. That's the other thing. There is no form of mercury that's not toxic. All forms of mercury are toxic. They just have different toxicity mechanisms. And in fact, ethyl mercury, it's a little more difficult for it to get into the body's cells, but once it gets in the cells, it is 100 times more toxic than the methyl mercury found in fish. So that argument just falls flat. I mean, people who make that argument don't know anything about chemistry. They don't know anything about medicine or science or biochemistry. They're just repeating whatever they've been told because they want to inject more children with mercury. So the average doctor, again, is actually typically a well-meaning person, by the way. They're highly intelligent. They usually have some level of compassion, although some of them have lost it after being a doctor for a few years. It kind of drives the humanity out of you to be a physician, by the way. Yeah, just ask any physician. They'll tell you. You try working, you know, freaking 75-hour weeks and 24-hour shifts through your residency. Yeah, it drives the humanity right out of you. In any case, most doctors are well-meaning people, but they're arrogant and they're ignorant. And as a result, they inadvertently expose many, many millions, tens of millions of children to toxic mercury and toxic vaccines, and they do not have the humility to step back and question what they are doing or what they believe. And that's why doctors can be so dangerous to society. It's not that they're trying to harm people, it's just that they're too arrogant and they're too ignorant to know that what they're pushing is deadly to some children and causes autism and causes neurological disorders. They just don't believe it because they think they're right about everything. That's a sad state of affairs. Any scientist or doctor who's not willing to learn something new ceases to become a scientist at all. They become dogmatists or propagandists. And dogmatists are very, very dangerous to society, especially when they have a monopoly over the practice of medicine or the narratives of science. That's when they become extremely dangerous. And that's why I've always made it one of my goals to be open to learning new things as a scientist and as a nutrition education person and a natural medicine advocate. Always learn new things. Always be willing to revise your understanding, even your internal mental models and theories about how you think the world works. Be willing to revise them as new data become available. Only then can you really consider yourself a scientist or a doctor or a teacher or anything of the kind. And that's what I strive to do. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, and also medicine.news is another site where we cover breakthroughs in medicine and criticism of toxic medicine, as well as vaccines.news. All those websites are very valuable to check out. All right, take care of your health. Until next time. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because Our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.